Okay, it's Wednesday night. It's time for our weekly DonkeyTaco.com podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Reed Kerr here with you. Joining me, as always, is Chris Stuckey.
What's up?
You are rapidly being dragged into the realm of pop culture, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You enjoying it?
I am. I actually am. You've exposed me to some new things and movies and TV shows that I never really would have watched.
Right. We actually got you to watch Star Wars this last week, and you thought it was slow, which I have to agree with in retrospect.
That was it.
But I had the action figure, so I didn't care.
The first 45 minutes will put you to sleep.
Yeah. It's an American classic, don't get me wrong, but if you're trying to turn somebody new onto it, there's a whole lot of time with just like dudes in funny billowing shirts and trash cans with lights on them walking around the desert. There's a little something to it.
1977, that's a long time ago.
For you, yes. For me, it was like a couple of days ago. So
you were what, seven?
I was seven.
So that was a long time ago.
Oh, days were better then. And by better, I mean I didn't have a mortgage payment. Really, that's when people talk about how great their childhoods were. Well, I mean, we didn't have any bills to pay. Also joining me, the lovely, lovely wife, Kimberly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you watch Star Wars at seven?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm. Did you? When you saw it, was it like a big theater thing, or did you wait in line for it? Do you remember?
I don't remember waiting in any line for it because my dad wasn't really into those types of movies.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know how I saw Star Wars. I remember the only one that I actually remember standing in line for and going to the theater and seeing was Return of the Jedi. I mean, that's the only one that I actually remember seeing in a theater. But obviously, I'd seen the others. I just don't remember.
I can remember. I saw the first one for the first time at the American Theater in Bonham, Texas, which is where I was living. And it had been out for a couple of weeks. And everybody at school was talking about it. And we went there, and there was no line. It was a small theater. And then I saw it a couple more times, because back then, movies ran forever. You know, they'd be in a theater for 6 months, 8 months. I remember a line the second time and for the third one. Do you remember the last movie you actually waited in line for? You've never waited in line for a movie, have you, Stucky?
Like, what do you mean waiting in line?
Exactly.
Like for hours, or?
Stucky's like, waiting online. Why would you wait online? Just go to another site. Do you remember? I don't think I've waited for anything, actually waited in line to see a movie since then.
I waited in line to see Forrest Gump. I waited in line to see Batman.
The first Batman?
Yeah, 1989,
Michael Keaton Batman. I remember, I guess it was 91, maybe 92, when Terminator 2 came out, which is appropriate because tomorrow Skynet takes everything away. When Terminator 2 came out, they had a midnight showing at one of the malls in Dallas, and I was living in Denton, north of there, and I'd gone to the mall, and it was like 7, 8 o'clock, and there was already a line of like 400 dorks. I can't think of any. They already had the T2 t-shirts and hats and the little masks of the. I mean, they had already bought the merchandise for a movie they haven't even seen yet that was a sequel to a movie that had come out like 6 years ago. They were really betting on this one.
I've never been that excited about a movie.
I'm not anymore, but I'm old and jaded. So
I don't know. Like, to buy gear and wait in line, why don't you just wait a week? Seriously.
Now, Terminator 2 was a good movie. I'll give it that.
Online.
As far as sequels go, it was pretty awesome.
And in terms of buying merch, the only thing I do with that, I will say this, I really want one of those Thor hammers that they have that makes the lightning noises. I really want one of those.
Does it come with the Thor wig?
If you want it to, baby, it can.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. You might want to give us a minute, Stucky. All right, so.
He's really hot. Have you seen those commercials? I don't expect you to agree with me. I'm just saying.
I don't.
He will not, and he probably never will. So
that's how you got me to go see Iron Man. It's got
Robert Downey Jr. in it. Yeah.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see both of them or just the first one?
Just the first one.
Second one's okay. It's good. It's not great, but it was worth watching. And, of course, as the resident comic geek, I'm in charge of all of those movies. So, I mean, just the other day I was out with my daughter, and I'm like, okay, there's comic book movies coming out this year. Do you know what Thor is? Okay, Thor's a god. He's with so-and-so. All right, Green Lantern. He's like a space cop. I was trying to break things down for her just in case, you know. And, of course, she didn't want to see any of them. So, All right, the DonkeyTaco.com podcast. We talk about all things pop culture related, and right now we're about 20, 25 minutes away from American Idol. Paul, we hardly knew ye. What's the right word here? I'm I wish he were still on the show, but he had no hope of winning, and so I had already given up on him staying.
Kind of like Casey. You feel the same way about Casey?
I think Casey can go farther depending on his song choice. Paul's style was just not going to work.
Do you like his suits?
Yeah, his suits, the Porter Wagoner suits were outstanding. Paul was a guy that I liked, and I would listen to one of his songs. I might buy his album, but he was not American Idol material.
I agree with that. I mean, there's a lot of good people like that. They're, you know, you right. might enjoy, but
right.
they're not going to win.
Because they got to get out from under the thumb of American Idol.
Absolutely.
Because they can't. American Idol is all about taking people who can sort of sing and making them jump through so many hoops that at the end there's only two of them left, and we pick the one that offends us the least. Basically, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to sing. We're going to make you sing a country song and a Motown song and a song from the year you were born and a song from last week. Unless you're Scotty, in which case you're going to sing the same country song each and every week. Oh, boy. Okay. The other story from this last week is that we have American Idol spawning going on. Casey and Haley are dating. And Paul is dating somebody from the Twilight movies, which I have not seen. Have you seen the Twilight movies, Kim?
I have.
Do you know this girl? Nikki Reed?
No. Okay. I mean, I'm not like into the Twilight movies like the teenagers are. So I don't really know the name of the actresses that play whatever characters.
Like the teen bots? Like the younglings? Those, yeah. Yeah. She was saying that liver spots are breaking out of my arms. Thank you. So Casey and Haley are together. I wonder if they'll make them sing something on tomorrow's show.
Probably. Probably since it's public now.
Well, they sang something on last week's show.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't pay much
attention.
I missed
the beginning.
Well, it's both because they're kind of jazzy, you know.
Oh, they did, and that wasn't a very good
jazz song. I don't even remember what they did. I don't know. I liked Paul. Casey just tries to be kind of weird and different just for the sake of being. I don't like the little growl thing he does or tries to throw into each of the songs. It's that he just throws them in there where they're not really wanted.
I like Casey because I like jazz. You know who else likes jazz? Almost no one. Occasionally, as a society, every great now and then, about every 10 years, we will pick something jazz-related and we will embrace it. Like the Norah Jones album that everyone had, and she thought, oh, great, I'm going to win Grammys and be popular for the rest of my life. And she goes out and buys a house and a boat, and then the next album, you know, ships like 500 copies. No offense to Norah Jones. But we do. It's like Harry Connick Jr. There's a bunch of guys who do what he does, but he's just the one that we've picked. Oh, he must be the best. Let's put him on Cheers. Let's put him on American Idol. He is our representative of New Orleans. They've already got one of those. Casey, his appeal, I don't think he can win. I think he can do better and hang around if he picks songs that we've heard of, as opposed to last week. But I don't think he can win. We're down to Casey, Haley, Jacob, James, Lauren, Scotty, and Stefano.
Still there.
Stefano he's like a plumbing problem in your house. You just can't get rid of him. You think he's gone. You're sure you fixed it, and you flush, and things just overflow and pour out everywhere. I minored in metaphors, so look out. Stefano, to me, is clearly the guy that doesn't belong in the last seven, but every week he gets just enough votes to hang out.
Yeah, he does. And what's funny is he's always in the bottom two.
Yeah, he lives there.
And like, you know, you always think he's the one that's going to go. And there's the other person. It just happens every week. It's funny.
Stefano has been in the bottom three three of the last 4 weeks. I assume that when Ryan starts talking, he just starts getting ready to walk over there now.
They need to, like, open the result show with him sitting over there.
Yeah. One down, two more to go. So tonight it is songs from the 21st century. And Scotty will be stretching his range by doing What Hurts the Most.
Really?
Stunner. Absolute stunner that Scotty would sing a country song. And I bet it's never been quite as country as Scotty will sing it. See, okay, there are some people who just apparently just didn't like criticism on American Idol because there are a lot of people who are saying it's the best ever and it's not missing anything. To me, you're missing that moment when someone who is comfortable doing one thing is forced to do something else. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but they step out. Scotty has never stepped out. Scotty has done the same country song with the same tilted head and the same slow walk down the stairs every week on the show. And I...
He gets votes.
He's always there.
There really are a lot of people out there that like him. Even some of my friends on Facebook seem to like him, which I was kind of surprised. I don't know why. I mean, I don't dislike him.
Right.
You know, I mentioned to you last week I felt kind of bad because I always bash him in our podcasts and everything. And I mean, he's actually a good singer.
Right.
A good country singer.
I got no problem with his voice, but that's all he does.
Yeah. I mean, and for somebody that's 17 years old, he's very impressive. Mm-hmm. But I just wish he would do something other than just country music every week. He finds some way to sing some country song.
And even then, it always sounds like the same song. And American Idol, the American Idol is supposed to be like the best of the year. And he hasn't really shown us that. He's just shown us that he can sing country songs, which are really not that challenging with what he's picking. And he sounds the same every week.
I mean, he does a good job with them, really. Right. I mean, overall, but like you said,
there's no variation.
No, he doesn't surprise you with anything. He doesn't put a spin on anything. It's just the same thing every single week.
Yes.
And he's not going to go away anytime soon.
No, he's still there.
No, I mean, like I said, he seems to really have his fans.
Do we have our odds for this week?
We have odds. The long shot, do we even need to talk about it?
What's Stefano? If I wanted to wager a sawbuck on Stefano, what are my odds?
25-1.
Well, then again, the last time we thought the odds were sure, Pia got voted off. So, okay, so who are the favorites left? Who did I say last week? Is James still a favorite?
James is a favorite. There's two guys at 2-1, and James is one of them.
Okay, I would say James. I'd say James and Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's say and if it goes James and Scotty, Scotty will win. Because
you think so?
Yes. Because James is lovable and cute, and everybody loves that. You know, he's got the he's got the mannerisms, and he loves heavy metal, and he loves Dio, and all that. But when it gets down to it, in the finals, if it comes down to one contestant who looks like everybody else in America and one contestant who's a little bit off, they will vote against that person who's a little bit off.
Have we talked about his ears?
They're sort of weird.
Very odd.
Yes.
Yes, they are. I mean, that's like, they're like satellite dishes. It's crazy.
It's not even that they kind of stick out.
They're very small and shaped. Kind of round and stick out really far. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's really odd.
His song last week, he chose Heavy Metal by Sammy Hagar. This, to me, just has to be one of his favorite songs because there's no... Even if you knew you could get Zakk Wylde to come out and play with you, that's not even really a good song to sing. That you have to do that song because you enjoy that song. And I thought he did a good job with it, but it's not a... It's just a heavy metal song. It's not a great range. It's not a great emotional song. You know, you don't hear that on the radio very often. I knew it growing up because I was a little metalhead kid. But a strange choice, but he's still safe. The audience still loves James. So James and Scotty are the tops.
They're the tops. And then we have someone at 3-1. Then it's a little, kind of falls down after that.
3-1, Lauren?
Yeah. Yeah, then we got 10-1, 14-1, and 20-1.
Lauren is good, but she's still very young. She doesn't know her voice. She sounded good with doing the climb last week, but she's also made some choices that were very strange for her. And again, I did notice this. We talk every week about how the judges aren't giving any constructive criticism. And last week, we were an hour and 3 minutes in before we heard the first negative comment from any of the judges about anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting some kind of advice, though, from Jimmy Iovine and a little bit from Will.i.am, but we may not be seeing all of it. So that may be, they may have just decided to move that offline, I guess. Instead of doing it during the show with Simon, they're doing it beforehand with advice that Jimmy gives that they may or may not take.
That's a good point.
Because a couple of times he's made suggestions and they went against
him. Casey suggested what?
In the air tonight.
In the air tonight, right. Yeah. And he's like, no.
Yeah, that would have been, I would have loved to have heard that.
People at least have heard of that song.
Yes.
Whatever song he's saying, I never heard of.
It's a classic, and that does not fit into the American Idol audience. No. Okay, so
10 to 1.
Who was after? Okay, after Lauren. Okay, James, Scotty, then Lauren. 10 to 1. Push Jacob.
No, Jacob's actually 20 to 1.
Jacob's 20 to 1. Good. Kimberly and I disagree over Jacob.
I don't
like him, whereas Kimberly detests him. So I actually think he's done a decent job on the right song. I mean, he turns Bridge Over Troubled Water into a gospel song because he turns everything into a gospel song. You know, he could turn Van Halen's Panama into a gospel song, but it's the same thing every week, and it's not something all of America will get. Okay, so Stefano is dead last. So is Casey then above Lauren?
No.
Gesundheit.
No, Casey is 14 to 1, and Haley's 10 to 1.
Haley's 10 to 1.
What's kind of odd? Haley's 10 to 1 to win,
mm-hmm.
which aren't great odds, but
right.
You know, decent betting odds. She's 2 to 1 to get voted off tonight, second behind Stefano.
Okay, before we move off of Idol, as our resident degenerate gambler,
yeah.
When Pia got voted out 2 weeks ago, I know it was a hard moment for you in your life.
I don't like talking about it.
He doesn't like to relive that moment.
When she got voted out, did the gambler in you go, all right, it's wide open now?
The gambler in me said, why didn't I bet the 50 to 1 that she was going to get eliminated?
How
do you
bet
some 50 to 1 odds? Come on.
Because it's 50 to 1 odds for a reason. Because she was clearly the best, most developed singer already, and yet somehow she got
$5. Yeah. $2.50. Come on.
That's almost a tank of gas now. If you bet that.
Yeah.
You couldn't have bet against her for the same reason that I play Brett Favre every year on my fantasy football team.
Right.
I draft him every year, and I always feel like I have to start him because I like Brett Favre. I want Brett Favre to do well.
Do you still like Brett Favre?
Yes.
Will you draft if he's retired? When we start our,
I don't care what Brett Favre does in his personal life.
If he is retired, when we start our season, will you take him in like the 16th round of the draft,
just in case he comes back?
I will believe he's retired when he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. That's it, because there's always quarterback injuries. There's always somebody there. Okay, let's do a little sitcom talk here. A couple of things. Modern Family is one of my favorite shows. I turned you on to this, Ducky. You're actually watching season one, right?
Yeah, I think I'm 10 episodes in, 2 discs in, whatever that is.
What do you think?
Really funny. It's really funny.
The thing about Modern Family to me is that it was born with all the characters intact. If you go back and you look at sitcoms, if you look at the first season of Cheers, it's weird. Like the first 2.5 years of Seinfeld, it's, you know, Jason Alexander is doing George as Woody Allen, basically. All the characters weren't in place. Modern Family seemed to start like it was the 4th year of the series. All the relationships were defined, and they just kind of ran with it. There wasn't like a clunker or two to start the year.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it like that. And they really are, and it's just from the episodes that I've seen, they're very distinct, you know, in their characters, and they stay with who they are. And
mm-hmm.
It's I'm trying. I think the dad is the funniest. The
Ed O'Neill character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just all works for me because he's the father, and he has the second wife and the kid who's like 40. You know, Manny is 10 and an old man basically. And then you have the son, you know, in Cameron, and the adopted daughter, and then you have Phil, who...
Phil is funny, too.
If Phil's involved, if he... When I pop up on the DVR and the description reads it, if it's a Phil episode, I'm like, yes, let's get this going. The one last week, which you haven't seen, he decides to wrap their van with one of those advertising things of his family. and we'll just say it doesn't go well. It goes exactly like the way you think it would, and he screws up on both sides of it. And basically sells his daughter and wife into prostitution. It's kind of a very weird plot line, but on that show it works. They can take some weird circumstances and really make it work.
It is. It's good. And kind of weird. I was watching one of the episodes. It was the youngest son's birthday party episode.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that Manny is like trying to talk to
Yes.
is Loretta in Justified. Very weird.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
We'll do Justified a little bit later. Was that the one where there's a bounce house out there that collapses?
And,
yeah.
And all the dads are standing over there when with Sofia Vergara.
Her character.
She's bouncing in there. All the dads are standing there staring.
Yes. Great show. All right. Two other shows that just started. Breaking In, to start with. Now, you haven't seen this one, right, Stucky?
I have not.
I'm not a huge Christian Slater fan. I remember that My Own Worst Enemy show that was on NBC like a couple of years ago for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought this would be something like that. This is a really funny show. It's a half-hour show. It's got Christian Slater. It's got the guy from Reaper in it, which we both loved, Kimberly.
Right.
They're a security firm that basically breaks into things to show you where your security holes are. And it's Christian Slater being Christian Slater as the boss of it all. It was really funny.
I really cracked up the other night when he said greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations.
Brought me right back to Heather's.
And that's good.
Which is a movie you'll never see.
Yes. If I'm
we wouldn't even put that on your list.
Yes. If I'm Christian Slater, I'm trying to remind everybody possible that I was once cool. Because it's been a little while. And he is cool in this role. I'm not sure. It's on Fox. Although it did air after Idol, didn't it?
So that it's still on after Idol.
They do have some faith in it.
Yeah, they're trying to push it.
Yeah, so that's
and Jimmy
that's
Johnson's
a good one.
On tonight.
NASCAR Jimmy or Football Jimmy?
Non-extends.
Non-extends Jimmy. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. The other show, the new sitcom, Happy Endings. Now, you watched this for the purely Cuthbert-related reasons, didn't you?
Actually, when I got home, my dad just started watching it, so I just kind of sat there and ate my dinner and watched it with him, and yeah, I did notice her.
She is not an unattractive girl. I'll
not
give
at
you
all.
That.
No, no.
I watched the first episode.
I wanted her to die every season she was on 24.
Wow.
Well, that's because she was.
You never watched 24, did you?
No.
No.
Well, you'd feel the same way, probably.
She portrayed the Robin role of boy hostage, basically. She was always taken prisoner by somebody. It was just.
She was just annoying. She was always getting kidnapped and getting in situations
like
she
multiple times. You know, the whole day's worth of 24 takes place over one day. She got in that first season. She was held captive like three different times. I mean, it's
in one day.
At some point, you just want to go lay down and take a nap. You know, and just keep people from abducting you.
The first season, I probably wanted her to survive,
right.
But after that, I just wanted her to die.
Just get out of the way. Okay, so Happy Endings. It's frenzy, kind of. What did you think, Stucky?
It was all right. It wasn't, not the greatest TV show you ever watched, but it had funny parts, and I enjoyed it. I'll watch it this week just to see if it gets any better and see what they do with it. It's, I don't know, the divorce or whatever storyline of the, I guess where she ran away from the wedding.
The runaway bride
thing. That was pretty
good,
but. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot going on.
I was really disappointed in it. It's one of those, and again, this is weird, but one of the things about Friends to me that worked was that I could see all of those six people being friends. Okay. In this, one of the six friends, one guy has to be not only gay, but fat and gay, and one guy has to be black. Otherwise, all of our jokes won't work. It's just it feels like a Benetton ad and not necessarily a natural grouping of friends. You know, it seems like everybody has already gotten certain plot lines played out for them. I didn't really think that. I'll give it another chance.
Yeah, it's worth another chance.
Yeah, because really, most of the time, a first episode is really not that good. It's got to put things into motion. That's why Modern Family to me was so good, because it started running from the first episode. This one, I'll give another chance to, but I'm not holding out that much hope.
And the Modern Family mom was in Happy Gilmore.
The Modern Family mom.
The Phil's wife, whatever.
Oh, Julie.
I don't know her name.
Julie Bowen?
Oh, yeah. She was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
She was also in Lost. She was in a lot of things.
She was also on Boston Legal.
And Scene. Now we're back. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she also used to date David Spade.
Really?
Oh, I love that. That was like in concert. Really?
Okay, David Spade has dated an awful lot of really attractive women.
How does he do it?
He's got a lot of that Who's the guy that had a baby with Vanessa Marcel and is dating Fox.
Brian Austin Green.
He's got some Brian Austin Green in it. You know, he's got that Wilder Valderrama. I don't know why he dates all the hot chicks.
See, now Brian Austin Green's actually kind of hot now. He was on Desperate Housewives a few episodes this season, dating Marcia Cross's character Bree.
Right.
But back when he was on 90210, I didn't find anything attractive about him at all. I really hated the whole white rapper
thing. Yes, he was detestable.
I mean,
he was worthless.
And that's when he, I guess, got with Vanessa Marcel.
Well, that, and didn't he also have a relationship with Tiffany Amber Holda Thiessen at some point?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I've said this before. I stand by this. I am not a practicing homosexual, but if I were at an airport bathroom at a urinal and Brian Austin Green walked up to me next to me, I would look, because I figure there's got to be something there. There has got to be something that no one else sees that brings in whatever the most attractive women of their generation in Hollywood. They all seem to flock to him. From Vanessa Marcel
to Megan Fox
to Tiffany Amber Thiessen to Megan Fox. Okay, Megan Fox shouldn't even be dating him based on ages. That doesn't even make sense. Either he's got the best drug dealer in Hollywood, or he's hung like a pony.
Well,
one or the other.
That's kind of what I was thinking about David Spade.
Yes.
Remember on Just Shoot Me?
Yes.
That was one of the plot lines that he. Remember?
Yes, that was a good plot.
When
line.
Jack and
Just Shoot Me was underrated for.
I love that
just
show.
Madcap humor.
I've seen some of that.
Did you ever see the one? Okay, my favorite of all time. My favorite, Just Shoot Me, the one with David Cross as Donnie, the brother of Elliot.
Chicken pot pie.
Yes.
No, I didn't see that one.
I don't want to spoil anything for you, so.
Do you ever plan to watch Just Shoot Me?
Do I? I've seen a few. It's pretty good.
No. Well, that episode is really, really funny with Donnie. Elliot, the character Elliot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He takes Maya, because they're dating at the time. He takes her home with him for his brother's birthday party. Okay. And he kind of tells her before they go in, he's like, you know, my brother, he was in an accident when he was like 18, and he's a little slow. So, you know, she goes in and he feels really guilty about the accident because he was playing Frisbee or something.
Right.
I can't even remember.
And a Frisbee landed in the tree and he went to go get it and he fell out of the tree and he's slower
and so
ever since
he has brain damage. So, I mean, the whole episode is just hilarious because of the way that David Cross plays it. And, you know, they go in and he's wearing like a helmet on his head and, you know, he's telling his mom, he's like, I love you, mom. And she's like, oh, this makes it all worth it. And he's like, I love you, table.
Yeah.
And then when he's done eating, he just throws his food on the floor and all that. And then you come to find out that he's not really slow.
Yes.
It's all
he's
an act.
He's hitting on the main character. Like, as soon as everybody else turns away, he's like, hey, so you want to get a cup of coffee or something?
Reminds me of the episode of The Office where, The HR lady that replaces Toby, when she comes in, they tell her that Kevin is slow.
Tell Kevin's
slow.
Oh,
that was so funny.
And you realize that a lot of things that Kevin say really do seem fairly slow. Yeah. Okay. The Office. Are you still watching?
Yeah.
I am not. I have them piled up. I have like the last six. And if you look over there, actually on my sports schedule right there, the final Office airs May the 19th. I'll watch them all. I'll just like take a Saturday and I'll watch every one of the stupid things. I can't not watch them, but I can't bring myself to watch them. They weren't very good this season.
No.
But I know that if I don't watch the build-up and the final Steve Carell episodes, I will regret it and I'll watch it in syndication at some point.
You know, they just brought on Will Ferrell in this past episode.
Yeah.
And it's just not good. It's not. It's not going to last without Steve Carell. It's not. It's gonna just die quickly because it's not very good, and this season hasn't been very good even with him.
Yeah,
it's like everything came to a screeching halt this year.
Well,
and nothing funny. I mean, it's kind of funny, but like, you know, the early episodes were hilarious. Yeah,
the first probably two seasons were absolute must-watch TV.
Yes,
but the longer it went, see, I don't. The problem with The Office is that people don't want that every day. Most people work in an office. You know, it's like Dilbert. You know, you can't read, you just can't sit down and read like a whole year's worth of Dilbert cartoons or you'll kill yourself, because most, that's what most people go through. And so it was funny when Michael was the goofy boss, didn't know what he was doing and giving out the Dundies and the sexual harassment lecture and all that was all good stuff. But after a while it gets played out and you have things like, well, Michael starts his own paper companies and he's in the same building and there's subterfuge going on. And the new guy from the home office doesn't like Jim. And he's got when Toby and Ryan were putting the heat on Jim. I hated that whole. I don't need that. I've worked in an office before. The office politics things are what make people want to just laugh and watch a sitcom.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the first two seasons were just great, and since then it just hasn't been very good. And I give it. I mean, some of the lines from the Will Ferrell episode. There were some pretty good one-liners in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, that made you laugh, that are quotable at least. But overall, that I don't see how it can sustain, just because of the way this season has gone with Steve Carell and the way looking forward without him.
I watch him, but it's not. I watch him as a completist, basically, because I want to see the rest of it.
I watch it because it's 22 minutes long.
That's a good point. Okay, one of the other things you mentioned, Justified.
Oh yeah.
Best show on TV right now? We're still agreeing?
Absolutely.
I don't know what's going to happen.
They're good at that.
I don't know which of the four or five different spiraling plot lines we're going to wind up with at the end of this year, but I am fascinated by it. I mean, okay, the last episode, you got those two guys going after Raylan. I don't know where they're from. They don't seem to be the hillbillies.
Yeah.
I don't know who those guys are. I don't know where they're from. I know that there's danger for the main character. They've got me hooked back in. You know,
they do. It's really good, and you don't know where they're going to go with any of these storylines at all,
right?
Because I don't know. A lot of shows are predictable.
Yes,
this is not, because I don't know how many episodes we have left. Probably like four or five, something like that. And I have no idea what's going to happen, and I look forward to watching it because it's really good.
Yeah, and Boyd. Walton Goggins, who you know from Major League back to the minors, I believe, instead of the Shield.
Billy Downtown Anderson. Yes.
I miss the Shield.
Yeah. His character, Boyd, has gone from a racist psychopath to repentant to a messiah figure to a martyr to a hero. And now he's going to be running his own part of a little hillbilly mafia again. He's just over 23 episodes, maybe. His character has gone so many places in the show. I'm a huge fan of that. He's a great actor, whether he's playing a good guy or a bad guy or a guy in between. They're going somewhere with that. I can feel it.
Prediction.
Yes.
Does Raylan get beat up tonight?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Raylan. How long has it been since he was beat up? He's beat up 2 weeks ago by Cooper just before he threw him. He shot him in the neck and threw him into the pit.
Yes.
I don't think he gets beaten up tonight. But I could be wrong, because he's just not good at fighting. He's good at killing. He's not good at fighting.
I just got my sister and brother-in-law to start watching it. They went through the first disc from Netflix, and they like it too. So
we've got
tonight? Does he shoot someone every episode? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Close. Very much. Close to it. Yes. Yeah. Either he does or he's so close to it that the guy surrenders. So there's three episodes beginning with tonight. Full Commitment, Reckoning.
Really?
And Bloody Harlan is the last name of the 13th episode. So that'll be a good wrap up.
Sounds interesting.
All right. Speaking of bloody things, Glee was back last night. I have no segue here. Segues are for kids. Glee was back last night after about a month off. And it was just a strange episode to me.
What happened?
Yes, they put on a show. They sang a bunch of numbers.
They didn't even sing that much.
There was a dance number.
Yes.
There were a couple of weird songs.
Yeah.
Who's not even in the main cast pull off one of the most emotional numbers of the show.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Curtis sang once in like 6 months.
I almost forgot he was on the show. I mean, when he showed up last night, like halfway through the episode, I was like, oh, yeah, Kurt. I'm really getting kind of tired of that.
Well, it looks like next week, like, he returns. Maybe his dad runs out of money. I don't know. Maybe that offensive lineman finally kills himself like we all expect him to. You just walk in the locker room and there's a pair of shoes hanging in front of the camera. Well, there you go. Bad guy done taking care of himself. Okay. Remind me, we all watched Glee. What really happened? They needed $5,000.
To go to what? Right. State or something.
Right. And to begin with, Will Schuster writes on the board 5,000 times 25 cents, 20,000. That's how many saltwater taffies we need to sell. That's not the right math problem.
No, it's not, is it?
It's not at all. It should be divided by 25 cents. That's how you get your 20,000. So Will's a Spanish teacher or something, right? They don't have him.
Spanish.
They don't have him doing math there. And then the Brainiacs or whatever they call themselves.
They needed money to go somewhere.
What did My favorite line, of course, comes from my beloved Brittany, where she says, I love salt water.
Yes.
Not taffy. I love salt water.
Yes. That was at the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah. She just has a couple of lines in every episode that are just stunningly funny.
What's weird is, like, the first half of the first season,
yeah,
she didn't have any of those.
She's barely on the show.
And then they just started coming. Because you said, have you gotten, like, the part where Brittany says stuff? I was like, no, not really.
Yeah.
You're like, prepare yourself.
Yeah. Brittany was like Cliff on Cheers. She was basically just an extra who could dance. Not that John Ratzenberger can dance, but she was just basically an extra, and they, you know, sort of gave her this stupid character, and her readings of the lines were so funny that they just kind of expanded it, and now, you know, she's on it every week. She's one of the major characters.
Actually, Reed created a petition and had everybody sign it so he could send it in to Ryan Murphy, and
she's still third.
I did at some point stake out Ryan Murphy's house. So it all worked out. It's fine. I don't have to give anybody the pictures. But Brittany's a favorite. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dolphins are just gay sharks or
dolphins
something like
are
that.
Just gay. Oh, God, did you know dolphins are just gay sharks?
That was so funny. I'd almost forgotten it.
That might be my favorite line ever. Okay, but what really happened? They needed money, and they put on a show that no one attended.
Except the hecklers.
And Kurt and what's his name?
Blaine.
So how much money did they lose on this show? They got a band, they got an orchestra, and they got a choir to show up.
But then former Glee Club?
The Pink Dagger, yes.
He's going to pay for their trip?
Is he paying for everybody's trip or just the Brainiacs? I would assume everybody's, I guess. But
I don't know.
It was $250 for the Brainiacs, I thought.
So.
Oh, really?
I didn't really hear him say that he was going to.
He said it was. He said it was drug money.
Yeah, laundering his drug money, basically.
Maybe he is going to pay for them all to go. I don't know.
It'd probably be on next week's show also. They still need money. That's a recurring plot on the show. We need money to go to regionals or whatever. So
yeah, I thought it was a disappointing episode, actually. I mean, to be
waiting
for it to come back and all that, it was just kind of like a throwaway episode.
I agree, because they just didn't do anything. And
part of the plot was moved forward?
No, I guess they maybe set up some stuff for the future, but they didn't move anything at all.
And I didn't really like Mercedes. I'm not really an Aretha Franklin fan anyway.
Right.
I didn't really care much for Mercedes' song. I much preferred Hell to the No.
That was quite the song, yeah.
I think I'm going to buy that on iTunes. I liked it. The song that I actually really liked was the one that Sunshine Chick sang.
Right, and she's not even on the show. Yeah. She's barely been on the show.
She was in like one episode, wasn't she?
Well,
she's actually like a recording artist.
She was on the first episode when they were recruiting because where did they send? Didn't they send her to a crack house or something? Or?
Yes, Rachel they did.
Yeah. Whoops. But suddenly she comes back and she's got a huge part in this show, while Rachel doesn't sing, Kurt doesn't sing, Artie doesn't rap. I did think Artie's eyes lighting up at the white rappers category. I thought it was pretty funny.
And what, cat diseases?
Brittany and cat diseases.
She like destroy them with cat diseases.
Yes.
But yes, the Artie white rapper thing, that was funny.
Okay, the only thing that really happened on the episode, thinking back on it, is that we are done with Gwyneth Paltrow's character.
Yeah.
She's gone, and we've gone back to Will and the quiet teacher, who apparently has been married to John Stamos and not had sex with him.
Not married, right?
Not possible.
They did get married. I'm going to go to our John Stamos correspondent, Kimberly.
She said they were getting an annulment.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to our John Stamos correspondent, Kimberly. Is it possible to be around John Stamos and not have sex with him?
I don't think so.
John Stamos or Rick Springfield right now?
Oh, Rick Springfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Are you serious?
I don't know who Rick Springfield is.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Lord.
But you know who John Stamos is?
Yeah.
From Full House or from everything since then?
Full House.
Okay.
What else was he in?
Well, we remember him from his stint on General Hospital when he played Blackie.
Both those guys were in General Hospital, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Rick Springfield and Dr. Noah Drake.
Of course. Destroy me, Rick Springfield. He was on Californication, which is a show that I can't nominate for you. I'm sorry. You're just not ready.
I've heard rumors.
You're not ready.
Oh, man, that show's awesome. Oh,
that's a great show. But yeah, we're gonna have to ramp you up to that. That's not something you can't go from watching that Rookie of the Year show with Busey into Californication. It's just
no,
it's not work. Yeah. Okay.
I know the song.
That's Rick Springfield.
You know he had other hits though. I'm saying. Yes. Okay. Yes. Turn it down, or we got to pay him for it. So.
He doesn't need the money. He was on Californication last year.
He was only on for like 3 or 4 episodes. Dead hooker in your bed?
That was enough.
Been there. Yeah. All right.
Marcy. Everybody.
Yes. Because at one point Marcy was upstairs in the bed, and they're downstairs and they hear her just scream out, "Destroy me, Rick Springfield," which was the funniest thing I had heard on television in probably 3 or 4 years.
I've said that a few times in the last couple of years. Last year.
Yeah. It became an expression around our house.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think it was actually my Facebook status once, but most people didn't get it because, you know, not everybody watches California.
Right. Okay, so Glee didn't really move anything last night. All we did was get a high-priced guest star off the show, pretty much.
Yep.
You know, Holly's off. Now we go back to the Will and
I hope she's tired of singing by now.
Yeah. They let her sing a lot. Okay, on the show last night.
She's like the country version or whatever of the Black Eyed Peas. She's on everything. I mean, she's been on the Grammys. She's been on. She's just been on everything this year.
She is everywhere. They let her sing. They let her sing at the Country Music Awards.
That's right.
They let her sing on Saturday Night Live. They let her sing. Good grief! Everywhere. At some point, we have to learn to miss you, don't we? I mean, but anyway. So okay, let me think. On the show last night, how many songs did we have? We had a song from Holly, who's Gwyneth Paltrow, who's not on the show. We had the song from Sunshine, who's just barely on the show. We had the song from Mercedes, which was good. I'm not a big fan of that song, but it was good, and it served its purpose to close out things. I did enjoy her as a diva. Was there something else? I mean, did we really have a show?
Oh, well, we got the chick that opened the show, Tina. I don't even know
who
what song she was.
Yeah, she got booed off the stage. Yeah,
and then her boyfriend, the whole dancing thing, man, they've got to let that go. I don't
He's
like that
He's an incredible
at all.
Dancer.
He is, but it's not. It's boring.
Dancing, if, you know, the show is about auto-tune singing, not about dancing. So I did enjoy them sending out the saltwater taffy so they couldn't heckle.
How did the guy that just dances end up in Glee Club?
Well, okay, you remember the black guy that was on there last year?
No.
Exactly. He got thrown off the show so they could have the guy on who danced. Because black guy didn't have six-pack abs, I guess. And that guy looks like he works out a lot. I'll just put it that way. And it is kind of funny, you know, because sometimes he's questioned why he's out there too, because he doesn't really sing very well. But he's always dancing. So, all right. So there's Glee for us. Gesundheit again. American Idol should be on right now. Hey, Stefano may be performing right now. If you rush home, you can catch it.
Rumor. P is at the show. She's in attendance.
Yeah, Paul's going to be there too.
Do you have to be at that point, or is it just good for your career to stick around?
It's good for your career to stick around.
Yeah, Paul made the rounds too on all the shows, you know, giving interviews and
his
and
smiling
all that.
Face, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to be in a Colgate ad soon or something. I mean,
he did have the teeth.
He really does.
Astonishing
he credited
teeth.
Like good jeans and Crest White strips. I read that.
There's an endorsement. That's probably worth about $6 million to the Crest White strips
people.
Well,
he must have used the Crest White strips and went to the tanning bed because you know, that's supposed to enhance the whitening.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like you can go to the dentist and have like the UVB or whatever light, you know, to whiten your teeth or whatever. They put something on it and use that light. Or you can go to the tanning bed.
It's just probably cheaper, I guess, depending on your insurance. Yeah. Okay, there's our DonkeyTaco.com podcast for the week. Later on tonight, Kimberly, you and I probably will talk a little more American Idol.
Yeah, after we actually get to see them sing. After we see
the performances. Sunday night, Celebrity Apprentice will absolutely suck because there's no Busey in it.
No Busey.
Busey, we hardly knew ye.
You know, Busey's come out and endorsed Trump for president. Oh, he's most shocking running, thing so. I saw in the news this week, yes. Busey has a one-year-old child.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. So somewhere within the last 2 years, a woman spawned with Busey.
Yeah. He's engaged to her.
A woman went, I got to have me some of that.
I hope he's got some money.
He's probably got money. Just think, you know, he's been a steady actor since like late 70s, early 80s. He's been in things. Every time Lethal Weapon shows on TBS, he gets $8. So, you know.
Or Point Break.
Point Break. Don't move, squid face. Love the Busey. We'll do that Sunday. Then we're back next week. Another DonkeyTaco.com podcast coming up. Also available on iTunes. You can find us there. Just search for Donkey Taco. It'll come up under the Read About It label for right now, which is the name of my site. But you can subscribe there and get Donkey Taco goodness. Sent to your iPhone, iPad, iPod, whatever it is you've got. Got fresh daily. All right, for Kimberly, for Chris Stuckey, I'm Reed. Thanks for tuning us in here on DonkeyTaco.com. Let me in.